I'm at Jardine's restaurant here in Wivenhoe, just down past the Co-op, and it's the viewing of Matt Keeling's exhibition, which has just opened here this weekend. I've got Matt with me, so Matt's going to explain a little more about the work he's been doing, some of his artwork, how he defines it, and where the ideas come from. So Matt is a Brightling Sea-based artist. So first of all, Matt, your work, I find it very hard to define. How would you describe what you've been creating here?
I would define it as local scenes, but done in a very contemporary way. It's a combination of the local scenes that I used to paint with watercolours and my commercial freelance work in London, which is very street influenced. There's a lot of graffiti influence in there. It's really an expression of who I am and what inspires me, what makes me tick. I would say it's street-inspired, for want of a better word.
I think it's really, really unique, especially for Wivenhoe. So it's scenes that people will recognise, so many local shops, pubs, and then it has got this street look to it. And so that is something which is, I think, quite special. What's been the reaction amongst people in Wivenhoe when they see your work for the first time?
Generally, very good. A lot of people love the fact that it's a contemporary look. A lot of people are quite intrigued, maybe wouldn't hang it on their wall, but like the fresh take on our local scene, really.
So you mentioned it's a mixture of your own personal interest, also your work as well. So if you touch upon briefly, and so the day job for you involves...
I work as a freelance illustrator, but the majority of my work comes with clothing graphics in the fashion industry, mainly the high street fashion industry.
And that's really interesting, because I think if you come to Jardine's here in Wivenhoe, that does come across in this work, and so it almost seems as though you've taken these really, you know, traditional images, and then you have given them this extra kick of life, and you make them come to life and much more lively.
I like to try and create a punch. I mean, a lot of the work that I do is quite monotone for the majority of the image, but I use punches of colour and type to really sort of lift the image. There's one or two pieces here that I've worked back into with spray paints and collage that for me really, really lifts that image and gives it the depth of interest that is generally needed to add interest to a quite a monotone image.
And as ever, with my non-artistic eye, I have absolutely no idea how you go about creating these. So can we explain about the actual process, how you put these together?
First of all, I go out and take a lot of photographs. I take those photographs back to the studio. And then I work from those photographs to create a black and white line drawing. I then take the black and white line drawing into Photoshop, so that involves scanning it. And then I work on a Cintiq tablet, which is a pen and a digital screen. So I work directly onto the screen with a pen. So it's essentially like a paintbrush. And then I get very frantic and very painterly, and get very involved. Then I start adding in layers of type, paint drips, all the sorts of things that graffiti artists might experience. Then from there, I take that work, I either print it in-house in the studio as a paper print, or I send it off to printers. The vinyl records are printed on also the aluminium panel. And the wooden panel has got a paper paste up on it. That when they come back from the printers, I then work back into them with spray paints and marker pens in a more traditional sense, maybe add a bit of collage, that sort of thing. So that's, in a nutshell, the process, really.
That seems quite a process. It must also be fairly time-consuming. So the exhibition, Matt, that's here at Jardine's, so it opened just this weekend. How long are you exhibiting here for, please?
The work's here till the 4th of October. Obviously open for, I think, in the morning from 10 o'clock right through till the end of service in the evenings.
So it's very much your idea of come along here, have a coffee, or perhaps have a meal in the evenings, whilst you're here, look at the pictures, and there's all the contact details are there. And I know from speaking with you off mic that business has been good this first weekend, so that's very encouraging.
Yes, yeah.
If people do want to maybe go away and look at things online, have we got some website addresses where they can find things, please?
Yeah, the website is www.thepapershedgallery.co.uk. There's a fair amount of work on there. None of the current work in this exhibition is actually on the website at the moment. It should hopefully be going on in the next week or so. If anybody's got any inquiries, they can contact me directly through the website.
Well, I think it's worth emphasising that this work really needs to be seen anyway, firsthand with your own eyes, rather than
definitely.
Via a website. So that has been Matt Keeling. So once again, it's papershedgallery.co.uk, and it's exhibiting here at Jardines and Mivenhoe through until October the 4th. So do come along and have a look, hopefully buy some of the prints that you like. Thank you for your time, Matt.
Thanks very much. Thank you.